You're listening to Vatican Radio.
NATO announced that it is deploying ships to the Aegean Sea to deter people smugglers taking migrants from Turkey to Greece. NATO's chief made the announcement following a request from Turkey, Germany and Greece at a defence minister's meeting in Brussels. Stefan Boss tells us more.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has confirmed that the NATO maritime group is being ordered immediately into the Aegean Sea to help end human smuggling of migrants between Turkey and Greece. He said the warships, now under German command, are being tasked to conduct reconnaissance and surveillance to help end Europe's gravest refugee crisis since World War II.
Our top military commander, Sir Kerr, is now directing the standing NATO maritime group to move into the Aegean without delay and to start maritime surveillance activities.
The order was made by U.S. Air Force General Philip Breedlove, NATO's supreme European commander, after Germany and Turkey proposed a deployment to help the continent tackle the influx of refugees. More than 1 million asylum seekers arrived last year. However, Stoltenberg made clear the warships were not aimed at refugees.
This is not about stopping or pushing back refugee boats. NATO will contribute critical information and surveillance to help counter human trafficking and criminal networks.
Many refugees have drowned. The International Organization for Migration estimates that at least 374 migrants fleeing war and poverty, including many children, drowned this year alone in the Aegean Sea. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.